This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Let me meet you on the mountain, Lord, just once. You wouldn't have to burn a whole bush, just a few smoking branches, and I would surely be your Moses. Let me meet you on the water, Lord, just once. It wouldn't have to be on Galilee's lake, just on a puddle after a South Florida rain, and I would surely be your Peter. Let me meet you on the road, Lord, just once. You wouldn't have to blind me on I-95, just a few bright lights on the way to church, and I would surely be your Paul. Let me meet you, Lord, just once, anywhere, anytime. Just meeting you in the Word is so hard sometimes. Must I always be your Thomas? Amen. Let it never be said that the rector turned his back on Curcio. Well, it's Easter. It's our Earth Sunday celebration. It's Curcio Sunday, and it's the completion week of our small group series, The Divine Conspiracy. So for the first hour of my sermon, I would like to... Just kidding. Welcome, doubters. In case you've been wondering about the sign out on Seacrest this week, we celebrate, as you just heard, this Sunday, on this Sunday after Easter, as we do every Sunday after Easter, the story of Jesus' appearance to his disciples, and then to Thomas, who doubts. There was some confusion with that sign. Because of its size, we could not fit "Welcome, Doubters," and then the service time. So it says, "Welcome, Doubters," and next to "Doubters," it says 7:45. And many people were afraid that our attendance at 7:45 would skyrocket because the doubters were supposed to come then. That did not happen. We are all doubters, each and every one of us. And doubters are welcome because, as Dallas would put it in The Divine Conspiracy, it's part of our training. It is part of what God continues to use through Jesus as we, on our apprenticeship, as becoming disciples, continue to learn and continue to grow spiritually and put into practice that which he would have us become. This week, if you aren't even a part of the small group series, I would encourage you to go and to watch the sixth and final chapter of the video, because in that, Dallas sort of puts in a nutshell everything he has been trying to tell us. It has been a real gift and a privilege for me to be able to share 6 weeks of him with all of you, because he had such a powerful impact on my own experience of him out at Fuller Seminary. He talks about a divine conspiracy. He says that there is something vast, powerful, and compelling, and wonderful that's going on in the world, and it is so wonderful that it seeps out, that it can't be contained. And we have the freedom to be a part of it. That the kingdom of God is available to us, and as we enter into that obedience, as he would call it, as we enter into becoming a part of God's conspiracy, not our own plan, that we have the ability to experience that. This is what happens with Thomas. This is part of Thomas's training. Notice that Jesus does not berate Thomas for his doubt. Who knows where Thomas was that week? Maybe he was out buying the groceries for the rest of them. But he comes back, and after hearing the story, he says, I will not believe this until I see him, till I can see the wounds, till I can touch him, then I'll believe. Jesus doesn't come back and shake his finger at him. He comes back and says, Thomas, do what you need to do to believe. I want to give you what you need to believe and to follow. So see me, touch me, feel me, believe. It is Jesus' greatest heart's desire to give us what we need so that we can continue to follow. It is part of this training. Look at all of the characters in this Passion and Resurrection story. You talk about training going on. All of these chosen 11 have deserted him. I think sometimes that's why we call this Low Sunday, because the apostles were laying low, because they were scared to death. We deserted this guy. We thought he was dead, and he's got power to be raised from the dead. What's he going to do to us when he comes back? And what does Jesus do? He comes through locked doors and he says, peace. You talk about using the struggles, the failings, the stuff, using all of that and to bring them along. That's incredible training going on. Look at Peter. Denies even knowing him 3 times. And in the passage immediately following this, Jesus is going to symbolically give him a chance to be reconciled 3 times. Simon, son of John, do you love me? 3 times. You talk about training going on. Philip, if this was not a Sunday, we'd be celebrating the feast day of Philip and James today. You talk about a doubter. Philip, they're all gathered on the hillside, and Jesus wants to perform a miracle with the loaves and the fishes. What does Philip say? Where are we going to get enough food to feed all these people? Later on, Jesus is talking about the fact that he is the Father is in him. And what does Philip say? Philip says, Jesus, just show us the Father and that'll be enough. Philip, how long have you been with me and still you don't get it? The Father is in me and I am in the Father. You talk about training going on. And then Thomas. Wow. We've talked in previous years about the positive aspect of doubting, the fact that it gives us the opportunity to reach a greater commitment. This is what happens with Thomas. Thomas goes out, and I've told you, I have been to the cathedral in India that is attributed to him bringing the gospel that far. They still argue about whether Thomas landed in that area of India, but somewhere in India he did land, and the result of what he witnessed to ends up with the gospel being spread into the land of India. Look at Peter. You know, we read from Acts this sermon that Peter gives, and I can't wait till next week to share with you what comes next. Peter gives one sermon, and this is what happens. So those who welcomed his message that day were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. Well, I'd like to give a sermon like that. 3,000? One sermon? This is Peter. This is the Peter who just a short time ago said, I don't even know who he is. Pretty incredible training going on. And this begins the book of Acts. You know, it's called the Acts of the Apostles. It's not called the words, the good thoughts of the apostles. It's what they did. It's having this experience of Jesus, having this knowledge that leads them to go out and under the divine conspiracy, looking at God's plan, they are able to do these incredible things. But their training continues. The stuff doesn't go away. The issues don't go away. You know, Peter later on is going to say, well, what about the beloved disciple? He's a little envious. Till his grave, Peter still has issues. But he continues to train. And that's our call as well. You know, down the street, I don't know if you saw the Lutheran church this week, but they had a sign up that said, "All of our pews are first class," or something like that. I think we need to counter that sign this week and put something out there that says, "No fees for excess baggage." Because we all have it. We all bring it here. We all have issues. We all have things that we got to work on. You know, the greatest testimony, I think, to the resurrection is that we can stick together. You know, it's a paradox because the thing that would be most likely to drive us apart is the thing that we need to keep us together and to spread the good news. Coming together in community. That's what Curcio is about. A loving group of people who are so in fire with the love of Jesus that just maybe it's going to catch on to other people as well. So I would encourage you this week, look at something in your life that you've sort of given up on, whether it's something within you or in a relationship or in somebody else, and just when you would be most tempted to do that which you know would be wrong in that regard, go ahead and do what you know to be right. And then expect God to do something incredible. And in some way, he will, because he does. This resurrection that we celebrate is not just something 2,000 years ago. It is today as well. Dallas doesn't say it in this six-week series, but what he's been trying to get at and what this Easter is about and what Curcio is about and what our caring for the environment is about can be put in terms of the way he looks at life. He says, if you try to do it on yourself, trying is dying. But if you are continuing to train, training is reigning. And he puts it in terms of two questions we need to ask ourselves. If we're trying to do it ourselves, the question we would ask ourselves is, if you would die tonight, do you know where you're going? He would counter that with a more proper question. If you woke up tomorrow and you were alive, what type of person would you like to become? Keep on training. Be his disciple. Become that which he would have you to be. Amen.